ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman. And we're going to be talking about his new book, Plundered. Fascinating book, a very important book. And basically, the whole concept is that socialism is a vehicle of plundering, a vehicle by which you take from one group and give to another group, and whichever group is the most powerful, why, of course, they will be able to extract money from others. Now, certainly today, we live in a far different America than when I was growing up. And when I was a boy, we didn't have Social Security. We didn't have Medicare. Wonderful for the elderly. Let me tell you, it's great to get that Social Security check every month, and it's great to get the Medicare payments. I don't have to pay for my medical care other than the supplementary insurance. But unfortunately, we're plundering from the young because there's not going to be any money there for them. Social Security is not going to endure right at the present time. Why, we're putting out about $600 billion a year. And 56 million people retire. There are going to be another 79 million retiring here in the next 19 years. And Social Security is going bankrupt, purely and simply. It's going to go bankrupt, as will happen with Medicare. Sooner or later, it's going to go bankrupt. And so that the people who are being forced to pay in at younger ages today will not get anything. So we're plundering them. But, of course, you're not going to find older people who are going to vote for anybody who wants to do away with Social Security or Medicare. Elderly people, well, they paid into it. We're entitled to it, aren't we? And the answer is no. This is a socialist system, which is the antithesis of everything America stands for, and nobody has the courage to say it. No politician will come out and tell you the truth. If I was running for political office, I would not tell you that Social Security is bankrupt and there's not going to be any money for the younger people. It would be political suicide because our system is built, as Michael points out so beautifully, is built upon greed. Michael, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And let's talk about your book, Plundered. I think it is fascinating, a very important book.
Well, thank you, Stan. I appreciate it. I basically wrote it because I could see where we were heading, and the fact that at least the progressive liberals are headed down a path where they demonize anyone who wants to even discuss Social Security, or even more important at this point at least, Medicare and Medicaid. They demonize them. We all remember Grandma being tossed off the cliff by Republicans, probably Paul Ryan. That's what it looked like. And therefore, it really makes it almost impossible to deal with a crisis that is going to engulf us within a few years. I don't know that we have any hope of actually solving the problem. at this point. But I'll tell you one thing. Within 10 years, we're all going off a cliff, and nobody's going to get anything. That is the basic fundamental outcome of progressive ideology, is they will take you right to the edge because they do not believe anything bad is going to happen. They really do not believe that we're going to go off the cliff, and it's not going to be that important if we do. And, folks, it is very serious. We see what's happening in Greece and Italy and Spain and, excuse me, those pigs nations, and they basically, we're heading down the same path, except at a much, much faster rate now than they did under their socialistic, and they were very socialistic plans. Ironically, it was Sweden that back in the mid-early 2000s that they were the most socialist nation in all of Europe. I think that could be debated, that they were the most socialist nation of all of Europe. And they saw where they were going, and they changed, and they basically revoked much of their social program over the intervening 8 years, and they have not been touched by this recession that Europe is under agony going through right now, because they've gotten back onto what's called the Australian economic model versus the Keynesian economic model that Obama and Europe had been undergoing that calls for government intervention. Sweden has basically gone back to Austrian economics, which basically you pay for what you get as you go along. You do not have these grand social programs and so forth, and they have saved themselves the agony of what we're facing right now. I talk about that in the book, and folks, it is really imperative that you understand how serious Europe is. You're not being told this on the evening news or in your New York Times or Los Angeles Times or Chicago Trip. Europe is very likely, it's somewhere around 90% probable at this point, that they're going to go down and go down with a clap of thunder. And when that happens, we have $10 trillion worth of obligations in loans to these banks and so forth in Europe that's going to just disappear off our balance sheets. When that happens, we're going to be stuck with an empty bag, and we're going to be drugged into the whole thing the same way that Europe was, and it's going to hurt us and hurt us bad.
Well, certainly, we have a friend named Lindsay Williams, and he was told by Ken Fromm. Ken Fromm was the president of ARCO. He was actually one of the elite that rules the world. And Ken Fromm told Lindsay, when the euro goes down, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. When, it was not if the euro goes down, but when the euro goes down, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. I think you're absolutely right. The average American can't believe, after all, our currency has always been sound. Nothing bad could ever happen to America. God wouldn't allow it. And I would point out that if God is just, he's going to bring justice on this country.
Yes.
And certainly the average American cannot believe that this could happen and happen so quickly. But you're absolutely right. When Europe goes down and all the implications are that it will, we don't know how much money the Federal Reserve is simply created and given to Europe to try to keep this thing together. But when Europe goes down, and it's going down, why, of course, then we will be not far behind. So basically, what can people do at this point, Michael? I mean, you've painted a very vivid, very accurate picture of where we have been and where we're going. What can be done? Or can anything be done? And if nothing can be done, then how can people at least get to try to protect the future? We'll be right back. Dr. Michael Kaufman, the book is Plundered, Must Feeding, Ill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michael Kaufman's book, Plundered. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, the whole idea is that you use the power of government to benefit one group over the other. That's the purpose of law. When, of course, you have a system such as ours, a democracy, we're never intended to be a democracy, but this is the way we've been manipulated into being, and most Americans believe it's all right, that whoever has the most power in Washington can use the power of government to take money away from other groups. So the elderly, well-organized, AARP and other organizations, are able now to plunder the youth of this nation, but there will be nothing there for the youth, because there is no Social Security fund, there is no Medicare fund. It's all invested in T-bills. The only trouble is that the Treasury Department doesn't have any money to redeem the T-bills, and so basically they have to go ahead and go to the Fed. The Fed doesn't have any money, so they create it out of nothing. And we have a balloon of paper money that doesn't exist, all theoretical. And when the House of Cards comes down, heaven help the people who have not prepared. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And to add to exactly what you said right there, we often blame the Democrats or the liberals and so forth for this. But understand, both sides of the aisle will try to plunder. And the conservatives, maybe not the conservatives, but at least the Republicans, will maybe not do as much as the liberals, but the fact is that they have done it. Agricultural subsidies, for instance, is a classic example of the ability for the Republicans to do the same thing that the Democrats are doing. And so it's really not a Republican or Democrat issue. It is basically a conservative versus a progressive ideology issue, and that's the fight that we need to understand that's going into the November elections, is that both houses, both political parties are infested with this progressivism. And this progressivism is deadly. It is very, very deadly. That's why I wrote the book. I've written many books, as you well know, Sam. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I've written many books, and I've always treated progressives as just another special interest group. So they're not. There's something unique about them, and it's been going on really since the French Revolution. It's a disease, as far as I can tell. Most of the psychiatric community, or at least the conservatives within the psychiatric community, recognize it as such because they cannot connect to reality. They live in a dream world in which their reality is what they want to see, and as a consequence, they take actions and pass laws and so forth to solve problems that they see that aren't real, or if they are real, they're solving them in the wrong way because they do not take into consideration human nature. And one of the things that just astonished me was back in 1895, a new, brand new psychiatry was just coming into existence at that particular point in time, by the name of Gustave Le Bon, wrote a book called The Group. And what he was describing was mob action. And he was saying, he traces this right out of the French Revolution and the writings of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a Frenchman, that I explain exactly what he does. But the key point here is that one of the things that he found is that they act like automatons. And you're seeing that almost daily in our news cycles and so forth, is that if one of these progressives says something that sounds good, by the next day, everyone's saying it. It's just like a school of fish that turns 90 degrees as a single unit. They act as a single organism, and they are not connected to reality whatsoever. And this is one of the things that disturbed Le Bon back in the 1800s, is that they act irrationally and emotionally. They do not make their decisions based on reason. They make their decisions based on emotion. And the key point here is that in that process, they cannot make a legitimate decision because it's based on emotion. I think the argument over Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid is a classic example. They created that monstrosity over the last 30 years, and they will not budge an inch on it, even though it is obvious to anyone else who is looking at it that it's destined to crash and take all of those people who depend upon it right along with it. It is horrifying to realize the type of damage that these people are doing, and they now control Congress, they control the presidency, they control the media, they control the educational process, they control the judicial process, and there's less than 10% of the population that classify themselves this way. It's astonishing how this group of people is naturally gravitates towards positions of power. And therefore, they get these positions of power and take the nation right over the cliff with them, saying all the way down to the rocks below, it's not our fault, it's our fault, it's not our fault, it's that other person's fault. That's the other thing that they do, is they always blame shift. It's never their fault. And as a consequence, they will never learn from their mistakes. It is literally astonishing, and I give you examples of this, many examples of this in the book, and how it is critically important that we vote them out of office, every single one of them. They do not deserve to be in a position of power at the federal, at the state, or even the local government because they do not connect with reality. After having said that, however, understand that I'm not talking about liberals in general. I'm talking about a specific class of liberals called progressives, in which they have, for whatever reason, for whatever psychiatric reason, have a wounded psyche, as it were. They have psychological or pathological problems, and they should not be in positions of power. Now, a liberal, in my view, is one who has accepted this because that's what they have been taught in our public education system. Basically, our public education system is totally controlled by this progressive ideology now. And so a normal child with a healthy psychological background and so forth, will believe much of this stuff because that's all they've ever been taught. And as a consequence, they are likely to support the progressive agenda because that's all they know. You cannot make a rational decision if you don't know the other side of the story. And one of our big efforts right now is to convince or to educate those people, because once they are educated, and I think Rush Limbaugh, as much as I do not necessarily like him, really showed that very clearly because of his popularity, even amongst the liberals, because they all of a sudden realized that they were being lied to but with this progressive mentality and so forth, and they enjoyed the truth. It's our job to help educate them and to help them to understand that supporting these progressives by voting for them is the worst thing we can do. If we want to destroy this nation, we will do that in November. We'll either save this nation or destroy it. And even in saving it, it's not going to be a fun time.
Well, there is no easy way out, and nobody wants to say it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to say that Social Security is going to be destroyed. Nobody wants to say that Medicare is going to be destroyed. Nobody wants to say that the food stamp program that's providing food for 46 million Americans is going to be destroyed because the federal government now has essentially no money. Has to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar it spends. And what does it do with that money? Why, it gives it to all of these government programs. It gives it to foreign countries. We maintain a massive army and with a troop station in 130 to 150 nations and 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world, all done on borrowed money. How long can we continue doing that, Michael?
We can't. We're down, basically we're hollowed out as an economy. Everything looks the same. I realize as we're walking down the street, nothing looks like it's really changed that much other than unemployment's fairly high. But the fact is, we have no backup at all. In all the other times during our history as the United States, we've had some reserve. We've had the ability to go back and take what we have as reserve and keep us going. That's gone. We're totally hollowed out. All it would take is a strong wind, and it blows us over, and it's likely to come when the European Union falls.
And, of course, Congressman Ron Paul has been calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve System for many years. How much money have they created and lent out in America, money that doesn't exist? How much money have they lent to other nations, other central banks in Europe and throughout the world? No one knows. But when all that money comes rushing or flooding back into America, when we lose our reserve status as the reserve currency of the world, people lose confidence in the dollar and begin dumping it, and it all arrives here. Everything that the average American citizen has worked their whole life to accumulate that is mediated in dollars, and paper dollars, will be lost. That's why you certainly want to be in other things, whether it be property or gold and silver or something else, because anything material may survive. The other things will probably be simply, you can use it for toilet paper, you can use it to paper the walls, but it will have absolutely no use. Won't even be worth the paper it's printed on. One of the most interesting
parts. Let me just emphasize that point, Stan, because I think it's increasingly important that people understand what the dollar as a reserve currency of the world truly means. I don't know, maybe you've talked on other programs and your listeners know and so forth, but basically all exchanges, all purchases of oil and many of the other commodities from one nation to another is using U.S. dollars. That's the reserve currency because it was the most stable for many, many decades. And now they're calling for, in fact, China, basically because of the fact that we have devalued the dollar so much, has launched a full-scale attack against the dollar as being the reserve currency of the world. Now, it'll take them a few years to be able to accomplish it. They're doing it by buying all the gold and gold mines in the world to try to back up the Chinese yen to make it the reserve currency. But the point is that there are literally tens of trillions, if not hundreds of thousands of trillions of dollars, not maybe 100,000, but trillions of dollars of out there floating around that has been used as reserve currency to buy things and so forth, which has really helped us and really kind of coated over the fact that we are really hurting financially. And as you said, when all of a sudden the U.S. dollar becomes no longer the reserve currency of the world, those tens and perhaps hundreds of trillions of dollars come flooding back into the United States within a week. I mean, it's really fast. Now, maybe it didn't happen that fast, but nonetheless, it could be very fast. And all of a sudden, as you said, the dollar isn't even worth the paper it's printed on.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things that you have in your book, and I think it's so important for people to really understand the history of philosophy, is your discussion of John Locke, and then, of course, your discussion, certainly, of Rousseau. And these two opposite philosophies shaped the world we live in today. And you spent a lot of time talking about it, and yet it is so fundamental to any understanding of where we are and how we got into this mess. Would you like to sort of pick up on that idea? Because you begin with this basic understanding of the philosophies of our founding fathers, and then the competing philosophies that were there at the time of the French Revolution, because there were two revolutions, one in 1776 and one in 1789, and those two revolutions shaped the world we live in today. Go ahead and pick the story up, Michael.
Well, John Locke was an Englishman back in the 1600s, and you recall that the Magna Carta had been in effect for several hundred years by that time, and through several evolutions of the Magna Carta, it had worked so that the average person could actually own property and compete in the day-to-day economy of England. And that allowed them to, say, buy into shares and so forth for the trade merchants going down to the India and China and so forth, and really prosper, because they had the ability to buy property at that point that was then held in legal holdings. And we'll get back to this in just a moment.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman, the book, Plunder. Very important.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Kaufman. His book, Plundered, we carry the book. We think it's an important book. But before we go on, Michael, would you like to get out information on your website so people could get in touch with you if they wanted to?
Certainly. Our website for the book is AmericaPlundered.com, AmericaPlundered.com. And the book's title is Plundered, How Progressive Ideology is Destroying America. And it is. I have never seen any of these. When you start looking at it from this direction, it is very, very obvious. And anyone who really wants to make a difference in this election, I believe, now this is my belief, but I believe if all of a sudden we can expose the progressives as the king has no clothes type of mentality and expose what they're doing by calling them progressives, and it's a dangerous ideology, I think that they're going to lose their steam. All of a sudden they're going to lose their credibility to a vast majority of Americans. And that's why I'm hoping to build this momentum, because if we're talking about Republicans versus Democrats, that's not a winner. We will never win that way. And the book makes it very clear that if we can expose the progressives for who they are, both in the Republican as well as the Democratic Party, then we can begin to clean house. But as long as they're hiding under this rock of Republicanism or Democratic religion or ism, whatever the case is, we can't get at the root problem, and we need to expose it to the light of day and truth.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Kaufman, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But, Michael, you were beginning to talk a little bit about...
Yeah, about John Locke and Rousseau.
Between John Locke and Rousseau, and how these two basic philosophies in conflict shape the world we live in today, shape the American Revolution. Even though John Locke died in 1704, his influence on the Declaration of Independence, written in 1776, was profound. And even though Rousseau had long since died, why his influence on the French Revolution in 1789 is unparalleled. Go right ahead.
It's really important that we understand the philosophical difference, because you were not taught this when you were going, especially if you've gone to public school. I don't care what age you are. But nonetheless, John Locke based his thesis of government based on the importance of private property rights. The whole purpose of government, he said, was to protect private property rights. And you will find that in the writings of James Madison. Even Hamilton would write something about the importance of private property rights. And they basically said that the whole purpose of government is to protect private property rights, because when you have private property rights, the government can't control you, literally cannot control you. The whole concept of liberty and all that goes along with it is dependent upon private property rights. Rousseau, on the other hand, even though he wrote much later than Locke, wrote it in the 1700s rather than the 1600s, basically said that private property rights are horrible. They should be denied. Now, why in the world would he basically say that after Locke had established this and really made the British Empire the most profitable and strongest empire in the history of the world? Well, it was primarily because France was still living under the feudal system. Now, there are other things that went into this and so forth that supported the communist mentality, and so I'm not going to get into that at this particular point in time, but Rousseau wrote what was called the social contract. And last year, if you would have heard and paid attention to what Obama was saying, he was talking about the social contract. Time after time after time, until it finally began to be exposed about how bad this social contract truly was, and then he shut up. He doesn't talk about it anymore. But nonetheless, what he is actually imposing on the American people is Rousseau's social contract with social justice, environmental justice. All this jargon that goes along with it comes right out of Rousseau. Rousseau is known and is called the father of the French Revolution. He's called the father of Marxism and communism. There's a reason for that. Marx basically used Rousseau's template as the mechanism by which he espoused the Marxist philosophy. anti-property rights being right up there as number one. And one of the reasons that we have and why communism has failed so utterly is the fact that they do not allow private property rights. And as a consequence, there is no basic liberties involved of the people, and there is basically no incentive for them to do better because the state takes it all. And worse yet, Rousseau went on to write, I've known about this for quite some time, but I thought, you know, it's so inflammatory, I don't want to put it in any of the things that I've written, but it's very obvious what's happening right now is that Rousseau basically said, if anybody does not believe these new doctrines, these new tenets of faith that he has established, which is basically secularism and what Marx has turned into Marxism and communism and Engels, of course. The fact is that he said, if you don't believe in them, you should die. Straight out. That's what he said. They should be put to death. I mean, this is really astonishing that this was in this document that he had wrote, the social contract. And basically, all the governments that have been created around the Rousseau philosophy have killed literally hundreds of millions of their own citizens. Now, I'm not saying they were just doing a marching on to Rousseau's, but it sets up a mentality. You see this even today. You see this John Kerry basically a few months ago saying that the media should just ignore the Tea Party because it's got has invalid ideas and so forth. And we should just basically suppress them as much as we possibly can. Obama tried to do that with Fox News. Not that Fox News is such a sterling example of the media, but the fact is that at least it was criticizing Obama, as the media should. I don't care who's a president. They should be criticized quite frequently by the media, the press. That's the whole purpose of the press. Not supported as the progressive media is doing today, because all that's doing is burying the fact that what he's doing is taking us over the cliff. And as a consequence, we have a media that is really the source of propaganda for, just like Hitler had his propaganda outlet for the media, so does Obama with the mainstream media, with the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, and all the rest. They go right along with what he says and protects him, does not let the American citizens see the bad side or the downside of what he is trying to do. And we have a major problem because this whole Rousseau mentality is now gripping not only the political process of our nation, as I said before, but also our educational process, that's where it started, as well as our judicial and the media. It is really, really serious, folks, and it's time we expose them for what they are. They are extremely dangerous. If we don't start taking this government back in this next election, I don't know that we'll have another chance to do it in the future, because they will have set up a system that any protest that we may have will label us as a terrorist or whatever and put us in the jail. I see that coming so clearly that it's beyond belief.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 877-547-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Well, and our guest this morning, Michael Kaufman. The book, Plundered, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Michael.
Let's kind of switch approaches for a minute. I think we're going to be running out of time, and I think it's important to get down to the potential solutions. What they are implementing today is a brand new religion. We talked on your program how the group that I was with called CFAC down in South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, in 2002, stopped the implementation of what's known as the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter is you've talked about it many times in your program. It's basically a pantheistic belief system that they were trying to get the United Nations to accept as a world ethic system. In other words, a brand new religion dominating the world. Very biblical from that standpoint, because God said it was going to happen. We stopped it in 2002, but that has not stopped them from trying to implement it through a variety of means. I'm not going to get into the biodiversity treaty or anything else, because we've discussed that in the past, and we don't have time right now. But understand that everything that they do is organized to implement this new pantheistic belief system that's right out of the pits of hell. Basically, they are living in a world of delusion. Everything that they do suggests that they are totally and absolutely deluded. Now, who causes this delusion? Well, we know it's Satan. And as a consequence, and if you realize Saul Alinsky's book, The Rules for Radicals, is the heartbeat or the Bible of this belief system that was written back in 1973, I believe it was, you realize, and he dedicated it to Lucifer, which is another name for Satan. It's no surprise that they live in a world of delusion. And as a consequence, they are never going to have good solutions. They are always going to be off the wall and going off the cliff, because that is one of the consequences of Satan's intent, is to basically destroy mankind, or at least get them to pledge allegiance to him. And one of the reasons that I now come out with, and I basically say that I do not think there's any way in this book, Plundered, I don't think there's any way we can take our nation back without having a revival. We need to get back to our Christian heritage and structure, because it is the only one that will keep the constitutional glue that worked so well for so long intact. And we have lost it. We're now living in basically a moral waterfall, or anything goes. It's a matter of time before euthanasia basically rears its ugly head in a positive way. I don't mean it's positive. I mean it's going to be talked about in a positive way. There are already hints of that happening. We are literally heading for a moral breakdown totally of society. Bible also predicts that. Are we in the end times? We don't know. But the fact is, we're told by God that we need to fight this at the spiritual level. We've been talking so far about what's happening in the visible level, in the visible plane. And right now, we have a moral imperative, a order from God himself to fight this evil as much as we possibly can, which means getting out there, understanding what the issues really are, the fundamental issues, and helping other people understand them. Because if we do not take this election back in November, I think we're heading down a road that we will no longer have the ability to do that. It is so close, and these people are so utterly evil. They don't think themselves as evil. They think themselves as great thinkers, as critical thinkers. they don't have any ability to think more critically than two molecules put together that's 5 miles wide and nothing in any great depth. They cannot think in anything but a linear manner. How could they possibly support gun control if they really were critical thinkers? Because they cannot see. Guns kill, therefore they should be banned. That's as far as they go. And not realizing that it doesn't really matter, because the criminals and the murderers and so forth can find a gun no matter, very easily. That's not an issue to them. Gun control isn't going to stop that. It hasn't stopped it in any nation in which has established strong gun control actions. It's only hurt the citizens, not the criminals. And they cannot see that. They're so emotionally engaged in this idea of gun control that they cannot disassociate themselves with it, even though they themselves are put at risk because of what they're doing. And there is example after example after example. Le Bon, back in 1895, when he wrote the book, The Group, basically said that they will destroy themselves. And this is so true today. We're seeing it happen right before our eyes. They will destroy themselves with their dogmatic approach to one of their solutions that they it's totally uncharacteristic of them as an individual. They will subsume that, their individuality, to join the group and literally destroy themselves. And we're seeing that today. We have a major, major problem.
And in the process of destroying themselves, they will destroy our society. And
yes,
I believe that is exactly what they intend to do. Creative destruction. They want to create something different, so they have to destroy what is here today. And until people understand that that is the objective of the people who are working behind the scenes, they intend to destroy our society. They know these things aren't going to work, so they have to destroy everything to replace it. But in the process, of course, by destroying our society, they will destroy everything that the people in this country have accumulated through their work and their right to their property, and their right to their savings, the right to their pension, the right to their insurance policies. It will all be gone, and with a blink of an eye. Well, Michael, God bless you. One parting thought, and then we'll let you go.
Realize that this is a spiritual war. I can't overemphasize that. That's the first time I've ever really said that in a book. I've always tried to fight it on the visible plane, but this time we must realize it's a spiritual issue and be praying on our knees that God would intervene and change the hearts of men back to Him, because that's the only solution that we're going to have. Biblically, we're not sure where America stands. There are those who make adamant claims. I don't necessarily believe them. I think that God is in control and He could save us, even if the rest of the world goes down. But that's up to you and I. We have to fight this.
Amen. I agree with you totally. Thank you so much. Our guest has been Michael Kaufman. His book, Plundered, fascinating reading, important information, and the realization the American people must understand that there is an organized, dedicated, coordinated effort to destroy this country. It comes to within. God bless, Michael. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Pat, back here at the American Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Michael Kaufman. I believe that there is a group of people, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, who are well aware of everything going on. They want to create a new society, and to do that, they have to destroy the old one. They have created this problem. They have created a Social Security system they know is not going to work, and a Medicare system they know is not going to work, and a monetary system that once they took it off of gold and silver and began printing massive amounts of money, paper money with nothing behind it, they knew that for a time there'd be prosperity. And then the whole system would collapse. It's called creative destruction. You've got to destroy the existing society to bring in the new one, this new ruling oligarchy under the control of a ruling elite. Men who are so much smarter than we are, they deserve to rule the new aristocracy. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are there. If you don't believe this is the plan, go up on the internet and type in and Google Alan Greenspan, YouTube Creative Destruction, or YouTube Alan Greenspan Creative Destruction. He will explain to you that to create this new globalist society they want, we have to create the old one, destroy the old society. That's what they're doing. The book Plundered is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It is a very important book, the philosophy laid out by Dr. Kaufman. Things that we should be teaching in our schools, but we don't. And the reason why America was a great nation. Of course, part of it was the philosophy, and part of it was America was founded primarily by Christians who believed in Christian principles. All the occultists, the evil people were here. But, of course, they were not in predominance. They are in predominance today. They hold the reins of power, and they worship a different God. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to hear my talk on the population control, the covert agenda. Population control, a covert agenda. My talk, and these are DVDs, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. And, of course, my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, that investigated the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation, Dangerous Deception. That's enough for it now. Dangerous Deception, the DVD, certainly going into the background of how we finance communism since its inception, called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, The Fearful Secret, Forbidden Secret. Get this information, Population Control, The Covert Agenda, Population Control, The Covert Agenda, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get the information. Help us to get it out. Tell others. It all ties together. They know exactly what they're doing. Agenda 21 is simply one of their plans to crush America, to destroy the old order, to bring in the new order, a ruling elite under the that will control mankind. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just